11 minutes to wait on 3RW Breakfast with Kate and Stephen. Don't forget, coming up after 8 o'clock, it is the semi-finals of the World Cup of Food.
Oh, I'm so nervous.
This morning it is Italy versus Thailand. In the meantime, Australians are being encouraged to thank some of our unsung heroes during the pandemic. GP staff, including nurses, receptionists and administrators, are being recognised for serving their community during this crisis. But believe it or not, some are being abused while doing their job. Joining us is Dr. Harry Nespolin, who's president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. Morning to you, Doc.
Good morning.
I can't believe in this time when people are putting their lives at risk, particularly in the medical field, that some are still getting abused.
Oh, look, it does happen. People get frustrated. People are anxious about their health conditions. But, yes, we're doing two things. First of all, we're asking that people recognise the work that all our support staff, which has been magnificent over the past 6 to 7 months, and then also that they just be a little bit more patient, because it really does take a lot of extra effort when dealing in this sort of COVID-19 environment.
I think we're all under stress during this COVID-19 situation, Doc, but I'd imagine the people working in the medical field would be twice as stressed. I mean, the pressure they're under would be extraordinary.
And that's absolutely true. And look, we've had our reception staff and our nursing staff continue to come to work each day. They potentially do put themselves, their lives at risk, their family's life at risk by coming to serve the community. But they're still coming to work and they're still doing their best to take care of people during the stressful period.
I think most people absolutely appreciate and understand the work their local GP does. Do you think they understand just how many people and staff it takes to make a GP clinic work, that it's not just the doctor?
Yeah, look, I think you're absolutely right. There are a huge number of people that are required to make a practice work well, and the reception staff have always been super important. They've become much more important now that we need to triage people at the front desk to make sure that we're making sure that everyone inside the practice is safe, including patients that are there, and making sure that patients who want to come and be seen are also seen in the best and quickest way possible.
Do you think there's enough support being offered to GP staff? We know there's financial support for sort of different professions. Are they getting the emotional support that they need?
Look, practices are doing it on a practice-by-practice basis. I think the most important thing is that those staff members feel that they are being taken care of and that they are safe. And if they are having problems, such as mental health problems, that we'd like to think that as GPs we can help them with those things.
Speaking to the local GP, we were offered the telehealth service. How has that been? Has that really helped relieve a bit of the stress and the pressure on the GP staff?
Sides of the coin. On one side of it, it's really sort of taken a lot of pressure in terms of risk of disease inside the practice, off the staff and the GPs. But the other side of it is that it just takes a little bit longer to work out exactly what the best way to have a consultation with a doctor is, so that if you are having symptoms that might sound like COVID-19, telehealth consultation is a much better way to start that relationship, rather than coming straight in and sorting it out.
Harry, how did the rest of us practically do that? How do we thank them? I assume they don't want us to rock up with a Tupperware container full of rumbles. Is it about sort of, you know, putting something on social media or just kind of saying it out loud?
Look, I think in really simple ways, it's just a little bit of patience. It's going to take a little bit longer to get through what you'd normally do in practice. So all it means is that you literally just be a little bit more patient. But yes, just even saying thank you. It doesn't have to be anything more dramatic than that. And no, we still do get all those things like lollies, and often they're not that healthy for you, but somehow or other they still get consumed.
Good on you, Harry. Dr. Harry Nespolin, who's president of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. So it doesn't take much effort to say thank you.
Thank you.